was, and he says, you know, after all, Empire was just a bunch of Muppets. And help me, I love Empire, but it's true. So anyway, that just about covers it for our new releases from Mongoose. But while we're on the subject, I do want to touch on the Mongoose Publishing demo teams. And there's good and bad in everything in life. And I have to say that the demo teams, they started out pretty strong. They were, you know, what Martha Stewart would call a good thing. But after I had spent time with them for a while and saw the direction they were going, I have to say they're definitely more corporate America than they want you to think. They come across down to earth, and you know that they care for the gamer and so forth, and for the people who do the demos, and I'm sure to some degree they do. I don't want to say, you know, something negative about them, they're bigger than I am, but it's not the same. One of the people who actually was high up in Mongoose, he was the director of sales and marketing, and I don't want to give his name, but those who know Mongoose or know anything about this will know who the individual is. He lives not too far from me, and he and I talk now and again, and he left the program and left Mongoose for much the same reasons that I did, philosophical differences. Basically, Mongoose wanted more and more from the demo people who, you know, in addition to full-time jobs and families and other commitments, are doing the same because it's a game they love. They want to help others get into the game. And Mongoose isn't really offering enough compensation. I hate to say that it comes down to money, but sometimes it does. And the compensation isn't even money. You get credit that you can spend towards product from them. However, no matter how much credit you have, that credit can only cover 75% of the cost of an item. And I'm sure there are those out there saying, hey, whoa, you get something for 75% off. If someone came up to me, I wouldn't quibble over 75%. And yeah, it sounds that way at first. You know, you can get a box, fleet box for, say, Babylon 5 or whatever. Costs about $100. You end up having to pay $25 out of your pocket. It's not, you know, $25, whatever. But it's the point of the matter that, you know, you're working hard and that you're helping a store sell product. And if you do really well at this, you can help a store sell a lot of product. Myself and my friend Steve, who listened to our earlier podcast, he and I game together, not as much as we used to, and for that I am remiss, but we were on the demo team together. We moved a lot of product at Battleground. We had a tourney set up that was an inter-store tourney with Danger Planet. It was highly successful. Our area lieutenant, a guy by the name of Bob, nice guy. He helped set that up and ran it and so forth. And leading up to it, and even after and long before that, the store had a lot of Starship Troopers product. It moved a lot of product. It got quite a bit of money from it. And because of that, they actually ended up moving a lot of stuff in the store around, taking space away from other games that had prime front door space and giving that to Mongoose. And I don't want to say it's only because of me and Steve and Bob and what we did, but, you know, that was definitely a part of it. And to feel that stores need some sort of compensation in addition to the sales they're already making kind of disgusts me. Stores, I know it's not difficult to run a store to make a profit. I understand that there's expenses and you're lucky if ends meet, and for the first 2-3 or so years running a gaming store, you're going to be in the red. You're not going to make profit or anything. And I sympathize. I really, really do. However, you know, here are people who are trying to help you sell extra product. They're not on your payroll. They're doing something that they love, and not all stores, but there are enough stores out there who wanted to get money off of these demo credits that Mongoose gave in, and I gotta say shame on Mongoose for doing that too. I really do. And there's also one other issue with this. Mongoose, when it was set this up, it had an officer program. People were lieutenants or sergeants or whatnot in the program, for the demo program. They would kind of like go-betweens from the average trooper, which is what I was, to the Sky Marshal. And Sky Marshal is like the in charge of an entire country or region in for America here. Our Sky Marshal now is Brian Borgman. Wonderful guy. Goes by the name of Stratos. He's incredible. I have nothing but respect and major props for him. He is a stand-up guy. And he's in charge of everything. He's responsible for everything. He's it for, you know, U.S. and then there's another guy for the UK and rest of the world and so forth. So these officers are like in between. They process reports and that sort of stuff and move it up and down or whatever. But recently, within the past 4 months or so, Mongoose saw fit to get rid of all of the officers, basically fire them, so to speak. They were relegated to regular officers. Don't know why. I don't want to speculate. But I'm sure there was some sort of reason. I don't know if it was valid or not. To some degree, it had to have been, because why else would they have done this? But it just feels like the program's taken a different tack than it had before. And just wanted to alert everyone to that and say, you know, here's a company out there. They're trying to do something really good. Overall, they're a great company. And that, you know, we don't all get it right. But that I know if enough of us speak out, they will definitely be able to make a change on it. I see now that we are passing the 24-minute mark almost, and that will make this the longest podcast to date. I do apologize for that and for my extensive rant with Mongoose Publishing. I do just still want to touch on Ford World, though, because I feel that it would be unfair to not talk about a company that has such a major market share in the gaming world. And I know people will say, Ford World, who is that, or what do you mean they have a major market share? Because I suppose, technically speaking, they don't by themselves have a major market share. However, and this is where I will make a point of distinction, they are owned by Games Workshop, and Games Workshop has the lion's share for tabletop gaming, miniature gaming, that sort of stuff. And although they are separate, they're, you know, still part of it. It's kind of like a Disney-Pixar situation from a few years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if Ford World tries to go it alone, but... in our other podcast, the first podcast we did, we mentioned about the Webway newsletters that Games Workshop sends out, and Forge World does something similar. They sent out a Forge World newsletter, and they recently put out issue number 149, and they just mentioned some upcoming items. I'm not going to touch on all of them. That would just take too long. I do, however, want to mention a couple things. One, I want to mention Games Day for the UK. Games Day UK is going to be held at NEC Birmingham on Sunday, September 24th. The reason why I'm mentioning an event in another country is that we have listeners over in England. I already mentioned one of them, but I'm sure we have others. The web's a worldwide thing. And although I live here in Dedham, Massachusetts, here in America, just because I live here doesn't mean everyone else has to. And there's things going on in the world. The world is bigger than each of us. As a famous philosopher once said, no man is an island in and of himself, and I like to think that's the truth. So I do just want to mention that. They have the information up on the Games Workshop website, on the Forge World website. You can check both of those out. They also have a new Q&A for the Imperial Armor 4. Imperial Armor is a series of books that Forge World puts out that covers all of their products, because their products technically aren't part of Games Workshop's rule set, but the Imperial Armor books are allowed. You can use them in Games Workshop play and so forth. Lastly, with the Forge World information, they have a fleet list for their Tau models that you can use with Battlefleet Gothic. And you can download it from their website. It's a PDF document. If you can't read PDFs, shame on you. No, just kidding. But if you can't read PDFs, go to the Adobe website, download the free Acrobat Reader, and you can look at that. And I know I'm thinking, well, why am I talking about BFG? Because, you know, Games Workshop doesn't support BFG anymore. It was part of the Fanatic Games and now Specialist Games' name, and they don't really support it. There's no new models. They don't do anything with it. So why am I talking about a dead game? Simple reason is, I love it. It's an all-time favorite game of mine. Babylon 5 has since replaced it, but I was long ago excited by the BFG models put out by Forge World. I played the Tau for BFG. I played a lot of armies for BFG. And I just want to say that there's now a fleet list. You can go ahead and use it. Check out the Forge World website. Their top thing is the Chaos Renegade Militia. They do all sorts of little, you know, variants on GW models. I do want to mention that if you ever purchase anything from Forge World, they are incredibly expensive. My friend Steve likes to buy stuff from them all the time. He has some Bane Blades, Thunderhawks, and etc. Forge World is kind of like an upper-level gaming company. I know games cost a lot as is. The way I think of it is Gap Company, they make clothes. I used to work for Gap for a year. They had a new store in my town. I worked for them for a year. The Gap Company, there's three companies in Gap. You have Banana Republic, Gap, and Old Navy. I'm sure you have all heard of at least one or all of them. Old Navy is what a lot of people wear now. It's kind of the lower end of Gap clothing. Gap's the mid-range, and Banana Republic's high range. Different qualities, different expenses. Forge World is like the Banana Republic of Games Workshop. And they have great product. They're just incredibly expensive, and that is why I don't think I own anything by Forge World. But I do love to look at their, you know, brochures, catalogs, and so forth. They're just pretty cool. And great models and so forth. So I do just want to say that. And now we are more or less done with the meat and potatoes of the show. And we are drawing to a close. But before we do, I want to mention a new little game that we will be doing. It's kind of a promotion, kind of not. And it's just kind of fun. It's actually making fun at me. We'll be poking fun at me. I have a good humor, sense of humor, so I don't mind if things are in jest. I noticed in my first podcast how often I said, and I hate that. I have taken speaking classes. I've done a lot of public speaking. I'm a politician in my town. I go door to door, shake hands, kiss babies, that sort of thing, give speeches. And every time I say or hear it kind of drives me insane. So I'm going to make a little game out of it. I want people to count up how many times I go and in each podcast, and send your tallies to me. The person who gets the right number or the closest to it, the first person who does that, will receive a prize. I don't know what it is. You might get mentioned on the podcast, on the blog. I might send you some product. I don't know. I have old product around. I'll try to figure something out, or, you know, might allow you to be a guest shout-out person on the podcast or something. I don't know. So just keep an eye out for how many times I say I know I said it quite a few times in this podcast, but not as many as in my first one, so I will call that an improvement. I hope to diminish the number of each podcast as I gain more experience with this. And I also just want to, once again, remind everyone that you can always find us on the World Wide Web at www.wargamingforums.com. I want to thank everyone for listening today and for hearing my rant about my dead computer, my little critique of the Mongoose Infantry Program by Mongoose Publishing, the latest Forge World newsletter, and everything else I talked about. I also just want to give a shout out one more time to Tau Online and to Bleed.biz, who is our sponsor. I hope that we'll find additional sponsors in the near future. Excuse me. And I also do just want to mention, and I hope that they will become a sponsor, which is why I'm mentioning them now. There is a company called Achu Hosting, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, and I am remiss to say that because in my spare time, I work for them. I am the sales department manager, so I do want to let that out there now so people don't think I'm hiding it or anything. But Achu Hosting is run by a guy I know. He's in the U.S. military. He's in the Navy. I don't want to say where. I'm sure it's no state secret, but, you know, just for own safety and whatnot. But they have incredibly affordable web hosting. I don't want to call it cheap because cheap makes it seem that, you know, it's crap, and it's not. So their web hosting is very low cost. They host our blog. They host numerous other sources that I'm involved with. You name it, they host me or something I deal with. They're incredible. I do just want to say that they start at $3.55 a month for their plans, and they go up to $8.95. You can't find a more reliable, more affordable web hosting plan out there. And they're just simply incredible. So I want to say, Nick, I hope you will hear this, and I hope everything's doing okay over where you are. And if you do hear this, I hope you will consider being our sponsor, even if you just give us a little break in hosting or whatnot, or free hosting or something. I'm sure you and I can talk about it and see what's going on. So I want to thank you for that. And once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to say that I am still working on a regular format for when our podcast will be a regular schedule. However, it looks like they will probably be Thursdays and Sundays. I might end up recording both podcasts on Thursdays and releasing one on a Sunday. So you will likely get another podcast from me recorded next Thursday, if not sooner. Depends on how the tide ebbs and flows. And I also just want to say that it has been a joy talking to you tonight. I hope it's been a joy listening to me. As always, I live off your feedback. Please, please, please get in touch with me. Let me know what you think, what you like, what you dislike, ideas for future shows, and so forth. You can get in touch with me. The best way would be email. My email is jreinhart@gmail.com. Or you can talk to me on Instant Messenger. I use AOL Instant Messenger, and the name is CW Forums. That's my nickname. On there, you will find all of my contact information up in the show notes. And you will also see on the show notes links to everything we've talked about. You will find links to websites, things I gave shoutouts to. You find a little bit of this, that, and the other. And my English teachers would hate how many times I use "and" as a connector in this gigantic run-along sentence. So for that, I do apologize to them. But our show is now coming to a close, and I reminded you that we are located at wargamingforums.com. Just want to plug this as we are growing. We need to get all the people we can to listen. Remember to subscribe to our RSS feed, use iPodder, another software, iTunes we will be on too. We've been submitted to all the major podcast directories. And I want to say that all of our music is made available through public domain, and it's from Podsafe, and I don't have the artist in front of me, so I apologize to the artist, but the artist has done our intro music, our interlude music, our exit music, you name it, they've done it. They are incredible. I really enjoy the music. We will be working on coming out and deciding what particular music we will be using, you know, genre and so forth, as you may be able to tell, the music that we have here is electronic music. I like techno. Techno to me just kind of goes with sci-fi gaming. And actually, the artist is Devin Anderson. So I want to give a shout out to Devin Anderson. We've used parts of a couple of his different songs. Zombie is the first one that comes to mind. It's part of our intro. So thank you, Devin. Thank you, PodsafeAudio.com. And you can find links to both of these in our show notes. So I hope you all had a great time listening, and I wish you all a great night. And this is now officially our longest podcast at 36 minutes. Thank you. Now we will cue the exit music. Have a great night. Bye.